Welcome, everyone, to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode, we were talking about autism and how there is this complex that I think is at the heart of autism. And the complex is a little different than the Oedipal complex. It's kind of a specialized complex that involves, it could be a sublimation of libidinal, of the libido, of the sexual instinct, and because it's not really overtly sexual, and it's competitive with the father, but not murderous, not as if he wants the father completely out of the picture, say, but it certainly, since the Oedipal complex is there, the Oedipus complex, obviously, that would still be underneath this competitive fantasy, right? But I think for the person who has autism, it doesn't really become overtly sexual. I think it can. And in those cases, it's possible that the child becomes violent or the adult becomes violent or whatever else. But I don't think that it is necessarily that when you look at autism. And, you know, like all complexes, the energy, I think the sublimated instinct, the sublimated sexual instinct needs to be sort of let out or abreacted. So I think that I just wanted to sum up from last episode, and this one's not going to be as bad if you don't like, you know, if you're not interested in if you're not interested in the psychoanalysis, then, you know, hopefully this podcast will be a little bit better. And the idea in this podcast is we're looking at the superego. So for anyone who doesn't understand what the superego is or doesn't understand why we would be talking about this, in psychoanalysis, the superego is our sort of our moral compass. It's our sense of what's right and what's wrong in the world. And this can go awry. This can be problematic. And in treatment, in psychoanalysis, what happens with the superego is that you feel as though you feel guilty for, say, getting better. You feel guilty for the progress that you're having in your therapy. Overwhelmingly so. You don't feel like you should be happy. It's unconscious, and it can totally destroy a very good therapy out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the patient quits therapy, and the reason in this example that he or she would quit therapy is because they're unconsciously guilty, and they just feel like they have to get away. And if the therapist is good enough, this can be confronted and the patient can be let out from his overactive superego that would obviously, I mean, people try to get better. You could, I mean, only, you know, we would think of it as being very sort of ill in a different use of the word if someone was thinking that he or she doesn't deserve to be healthy when he or she is in treatment. But this is what the superego can do. So we're going to use our meditative knowledge and our ideas of kind of restricting the ego, right, which we can think of as the superego during this podcast, and try to get into a meditative state from an overactive, ill superego. So generally, we have a body consciousness. We don't think of ourselves as spiritual beings. We don't think of ourselves as the spirit itself. We don't think of ourselves as God. We don't think of ourselves as consciousness. What do we think? How do we think of ourselves? We think of ourselves as a body primarily. And this body consciousness is the root of ego. So you can understand that there's a patient that was suffering from an overactive superego, one of the things that you do is to make it conscious and say, hey, do you think this is right? And the patient say, oh, yeah, you're right. This is crazy. Why am I acting like this? But then the question becomes, how do you really actively sort of disarm this? One of the ways is to make it conscious. The other way is to eliminate a sense of body consciousness or body awareness and get into consciousness of I am the self, or I am God, or I am consciousness. And that can also help to reduce any sort of ego, whether it's the superego or the regular ego, in the course of our sort of becoming happier and becoming better. Because you can imagine, you know, all of our superegos, before we know it, it starts acting up, and we aren't, now we're not interested in this woman or this guy that we just met. Now we're not interested in pursuing the professional lives that we want, or to ask for the raise, or to get the job that we want, because our superego is saying, no, this is terrible. How can you have this great job or live in this great place or have this great friend or girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife? You don't deserve these things. You don't deserve children. You don't deserve to be happy. These are all the things that the superego can get involved in. So you can see why it would be really good to get rid of the root source of ego, which is this body consciousness. Instead of thinking, I'm a body, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm this, I'm that, start to thinking, I'm consciousness, I'm the self. So that's what we're going to try to get into. And hopefully for all of us out there who have these problems, these overactive superegos, this podcast is for you, because it'll allow you to meditate and become peaceful without having to do too much else, without having to really have to, you know, talk to your psychoanalyst, which some of us may not have a psychoanalyst to talk to. So that's how we're going to do this. And but there's nothing wrong with the psychoanalytic technique. It's just that sometimes we fail to recognize in ourselves or in our patients. I mean, I'm not a psychoanalyst, but I can speak like that, I hope. Hopefully no one will get too upset with me. We fail to recognize it in our patients. So we fail to recognize it in ourselves, and if we fail to do that, it's going to be very difficult to recognize it in a patient, this idea of an overactive superego, or a superego that has, you know, become destructive. But really, it is there to give us a sense of morality and to give us a sense of right and wrong. It just doesn't, it's formed in childhood. Freud talked about it as formed after the dissolution of the Oedipus complex. And when it does form, I think that, you know, in adulthood, it's a child that's come up with these crazy ideas. So in this podcast, we're going to work on the meditative aspect, which is we want to absolve ourselves of any understanding that is counter to essentially I am consciousness. Now, there's many different names for it. You can say I am God, I am the self, I am consciousness. I am Shiva, you know, in the yogic way, and, you know, in the Hindu tradition, certainly Shiva is used as one of the forms of consciousness. And Shiva is seen as the same as the universal consciousness, Chitti. So I am Chitti is good. I am that, capital THAT. And when we start thinking of ourselves in that way, the superego doesn't really have anything to grasp onto and to kind of bring about our own downfall, because that's what the superego does. And so hopefully we can find, by the end of this podcast, we will be able to meditate peacefully without being taken away by this force that makes us think that it's bad to be happy, that it's bad to have good things in one's life. You know, if you're the CEO of a billion dollar company and you're not paying your taxes, okay, maybe that's bad. But for the most of us, if we have a little bit more to eat, if we have a little bit more food, if we have a little bit more friends, if we have a little bit more, you know, if we've maybe gotten over our depression or our anxiety, that's a good thing. That's not something that we should think that we should feel guilty for. So you have to really recognize the difference between the two. If you're cheating on your spouse, okay, feel guilty. But if you're just getting over your lifelong depression, maybe you shouldn't feel guilty about that, right? And that's the superego. Very strict part of the ego that thinks it's right, that's, righteous and justified. So it really causes a lot of problems. You'd be surprised. It's really pathological. Certainly psychoanalysis would say that it's the sign of, could be a sign of severe pathology. Psychopathology. Okay, so again, we're going to use the meditative weapon that we have of this I am the self, I am consciousness, and see if that can help us with our super egos. Because again, everyone can meditate. You can meditate if you're a scientist or not or whatever. But I just, for all the yogis out there who aren't aware of the super ego, this can be problematic for you as well. Doesn't mean that you're not suspect or suspect. Doesn't mean you're not a suspect. That's the point. But that's a Freudian slip. But it doesn't mean you're not susceptible to the just like I'm not immune from a Freudian slip. You're also not immune from a super ego that is going to try to cause your downfall. So this is a podcast for you as well. And so we're going to keep moving forward here, and I hope that everyone who's listening will be able to find two things within themselves. I want you to find that supercritical, wrong superego that's going to be way too critical to the point of being cruel. I want you to find a cruel part of yourself that's really attacking you, not attacking someone else, although it could, but it's going to be attacking you as well. And I want you to find it and locate that. And I also want you to find your inner self or your inner consciousness. And I want you to be able to look at both and see which one is better. In other words, we have this pure consciousness within us. We have this God, right? Because consciousness is considered to be God. So we have God within us. And then we also have this highly critical, cruel person, in a way, within us, the superego. And we can mistake the two. We can think that we're acting from a place of divinity, when really we're acting from a place of just this highly critical, cruel, because God would never be cruel, right? So which one are we behaving from? Are we behaving from the cruel, dictator-like, hypercritical or supercritical entity? Or are we behaving from a sense of limitless, infinite love and compassion and understanding and light? So that's how this happens, that you get tripped up on what you're actually doing. Most people, when they're involved in the superego, think they're acting from a place of inner divinity, when in fact they're acting from a place of very, very, very a place of very narrow-minded, childlike cruelty, essentially, is what it is, in the form of sort of a righteous attitude. Or even a divine disposition or dispensation. All right, so once we can figure that out, I think it would help us to meditate on the right one. Meditate on the divine, your own divine nature. Don't meditate on the superego by making it stronger and think you're more justified. Because what happens is people are cruel to people, and then they tell them that's okay, and then they can even become more cruel, and there's no end to it. That's the superego. Now, generally, we think of that as the ego, but psychoanalysis has made a differentiation between the ego and the superego. So the superego is going to be the structure that's super critical to the point of being cruel. And so we don't want to meditate on that and increase the strength of that. We want to decrease it or even root it out, completely eliminate it from our system entirely, because it's only going to bring about our downfall. And the way we can do that is to meditate on the inner self, inner consciousness, the inner God. And that's what I everyone to do on these podcasts every day, every time we have an episode for 15 minutes is what I do. And that's the minimum, really. You know, people will say, well, I have a better podcast because I'm making people meditate for 2 minutes. It's like, okay, well, I mean, you know, I laugh, but you can sort of figure it out for yourself what's going on there. But anyway, 15 minutes is very minimum. And I think that when you do that, and I invite anyone out there listening to have a podcast where you tell people to meditate for 2 minutes and see how well everyone who's listening to you does. And we can do a test to see for the people who are meditating for 2 minutes or the people who are listening to me and meditating for 15 minutes, which one of those end up being better in the long run. You know, you could say, well, I have no time. Well, for that, there can be 2 minute, you know, mantras that you can do that don't take that much time. Like Om Namah Shivaya doesn't take even a second to say, right? So, and that's very powerful. But anyway, so putting that aside, I would say that people should be meditating for about 15 minutes on their inner consciousness, on the good part of themselves that exists in them. And in that way, they can get rid of the sort of the destructive piece. Because over time, that's why you need some time, not just a minute, to do it. Because, you know, really, if people told me, well, I'm not meditating for 15 minutes, I'm meditating for an hour, I'd say, great. I wouldn't say, oh, that's terrible. Because you can imagine that you're going to want to do it for some time to try to retrain your mind not to be enamored by this highly critical part of yourself, but be more in awe of your inner love, your inner divinity, what people like about you. And it doesn't matter how you were raised. You could be raised in a very loving home, or you could be raised in a home without any love, but you should be loving yourself. You should be able to love your own self and try to find peace within you, not in someone else. And then we try to do that, and then our superego says, oh, this person's terrible. When in fact, they're not terrible, we're terrible. We're the one who has this highly critical, mean nature to us that if we just spent 2 seconds looking at, we would find it to be repulsive. And that's what one would do in psychoanalytic work. You'd have to look at it and say, oh my God, this is terrible. You know, this shouldn't be allowed to exist. You know, and that enough, that usually is enough to deactivate it or to bring it, you know, down to a more meaningful I shouldn't say meaningful, but a more reasonable position. So hopefully everyone has understood what I've said on this episode, and we'll talk next time. So spend some time meditating and you'll feel a lot better because of it. Thank you. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.